Hello, good evening. This is Nia Beniaco. I'm Chair Pro Tem of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. It is today is Wednesday, June 2nd, 2009. And for those of you who are familiar with my voice, I always ask you to please remember to support the Pacifica Foundation. We're listener supported. We do not take commercial sponsorships. So we ask you to continue supporting us. And as you know, in this economy, we do need a lot of support. Our Secretary Pro Tem is Sandra Rohrlein. Sandra, could you kindly call the roll?
Okay. Nia Beniaco?
Present.
Lisa Davis?
I'm present, and I completely disagree with the current court attempts and the firings at WBAI and throughout the network. Thank you.
Sandra is present. Melinda Eiley-Doan?
Present.
Susan McDonald?
Present.
Sean Casey O'Brien?
Present.
Okay. And Sandra. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to call out the name of the other members. We know that Mark that they were absent. That's Tanaka.
Go ahead, Sandra.
You know, I'm getting a lot of feedback, having a hard time hearing you, Sandra. Are other people getting that?
Yes. She keeps cutting
off. Hear me?
Out.
Sorry. Probably because I was on my speakerphone, so I could use both hands to type.
Oh, yeah, that would help, yes. Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, is everybody there?
Yes.
I'm here.
Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Okay. Thanks, Sandra. Did someone just join? Okay. The draft agenda for tonight, just to read it for the stream, is 1, call to order. 2, approve agenda. 3, nominations for chair and secretary. That's 10 minutes. 4, discuss 08 audit, 90 minutes. 5, approve 08 audit, 10 minutes. 6, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. And 7, adjourn 11 p.m. I should have put or before Eastern time. Could I get a motion to approve the agenda?
A question before we do that. This is Sean.
Since
we've all read this audit a couple of times and we've had discussions with Mr. Poole, I'm wondering if 90 minutes is really necessary. Could we cut it by 30 minutes?
Yes. I just put that on there just in case people had questions, but I'm perfectly fine because I would love to be off the phone myself.
Yeah, well, I'd make a motion to cut it to 60 minutes, and if we need more time, make a motion to extend. If we find at the end of the 60 minutes there's a couple of unanswered questions, we just make a motion to extend.
Okay. So
it's a motion. It's a motion to knock 30 minutes off number 4.
I understand. Is there any objection to amending number 4?
Nay.
Okay. None. Any other amendment? Okay, hearing none. Any objections to approving the agenda? Did I say a minute? Okay. I think earlier I said June 2nd, but today's June 3rd, so I apologize for that. Okay. Now, nominations for secretary. The nomination is open. Last meeting I gave notice that we would get the nominations. People will nominate people tonight, and we're going to do it via email to Sandra in terms of your votes, okay? So the floor is open for nominations for chair.
I nominate Sandra Rollins. This is Sean.
Oh, Sean, thank you, but I respectfully have to decline.
This is Lisa. I'd like to nominate Nia Beniaco.
Sorry, we're on chair nominations?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other nominations? Going once, twice, thrice. Okay. That's closed. So people will email Sandra their vote for chair, which does not have such stiff competition.
Yeah, excuse me. Is it necessary, since there's only one person who's been nominated? I think it's by acclamation, I guess. I don't know.
I was just going to say that if there's only one person that's been nominated, that's accepted, then that person becomes chair by acclamation.
If the body so chooses, then that's fine with me.
Okay. Moving right along.
Is there any objection to that? Okay.
No.
Now, nomination for secretary?
Come on, don't everybody speak up at once.
I nominate Dave Allison because he's not here.
That's a good way to do it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that might set a bad precedent.
I'll be the bad person tonight, and I'll nominate Sandra Rollin. I always feel like apologizing to people for nominating them, but I will nominate Sandra.
Oh, again, Lisa, thank you, but I respectfully have to decline.
Sorry, guys, I hung up on myself.
What about you, Melinda? Would you be interested in being the secretary of the PNB Audit Committee?
I'm kind of scared of being secretary. There's a
How
lot
about
involved.
I can help you, Melinda.
I'm sorry?
Melinda, this is Nia. I can certainly help you. You don't need everything in the minute. You know, Susan was an excellent secretary. Sandra has been an excellent secretary pro tem so far. I'm sure between the three of us, we should be able to guide you. Sandra said she would do it for tonight and then going forward.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, that's always the most difficult role to fill.
Not on this committee. It really isn't, because we don't meet that frequently, because our mandates are limited, so it should, and usually we're a pretty good committee.
Yeah, but usually people chicken out.
Well, you know, whoever is secretary, it should be noted that in the minutes, the only thing that is required to be in the minutes are our actions, what actions were taken. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people like to throw in there who said what, but you really don't have to do that. The important thing about minutes is the actions that the committee takes.
That's right.
So it's not an overwhelming task. Some people make it harder than it necessarily has to be.
So, Melinda, do I take it that you will accept?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. So, and by acclamation, can I get the body to agree by acclamation that Melinda...
This is Sandra. I would move that because Melinda has agreed to accept the position of secretary and there are no other people willing to do so, that Melinda is now the new secretary of the audit committee by acclamation.
And that will teach me to hang up on myself.
At point of information, Madam Chair, do you need a timekeeper? We have these times here, and nobody's keeping time. I'd be happy to do that if you need.
Okay, that's a good thing. If you could please keep time for me, and then just when you want to be recognized, just ask to be recognized, and then I'll recognize you, okay? So that's good. Not a problem. I just don't want you to think because you're keeping time that you can't speak.
No, I understand that, and I've done this on other committees. And do you want me to start with the 60 minutes at the Discuss 08 audit, or do you want me to put some time on while we just finish the nomination? So I don't think that's necessary, is it?
No, we're done with that. What I need you to do, though, is to just hold on. Let me get Tony Pohl on the line now, because he's up next. Okay? So I will be right back. Sandra, in the meantime, you will... if need be, then you'll just chair for the moment while I try to conference him in, please. You can just chit-chat.
Who is this that we're bringing in?
We're bringing in the external auditor, Tony Pohl.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, please.
And his last name for the record, P-O-H, I think it's P-O-H-L.
He's with Helen Donovan?
Yeah, hold on. It's, If you receive the attachments that were sent out, the the letterhead.
Did, but it just says Helen Donovan.
Yeah, he is with that. I'm sorry. Hold on one second, a moment. But yeah, he is with that.
Okay.
And his last name, I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's P-O-H-L, but.
Yeah, because all the attachments I have, it doesn't have an individual's name. It just says the company's name. That's why I was confused.
It's either P-O-H-L or P-U-L-H-L, but I know it's not P-O-L-L. That's it.
Hello, this is Nia. I'm back. Is everybody there from the audit committee?
Yes.
Yes.
And Tony, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, everybody.
Okay,
good
thank
evening,
you.
Good evening, Tony.
Okay, so on the phone is Tony Pohl, P-O-H-L. He's our external auditor. And Tony, we have 60 minutes to go through this, and then we're going to approve it after. And everyone has read it so far. So only if there are questions. I somehow, I don't know, this is the same one that I looked at before I submitted it, but I just found just a couple of things that I have, but I'll allow members to go first. So I'll take a stack.
Yeah, hi. Right. Can I get on the stack? This is Sean.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Sean. Good evening.
Good evening. I have two quick questions for you, sir. On the question of concentration of credit risk, I see we have accounts that exceed the, the federally protected limits.
The FDIC limits.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Exactly. Thank you. And I'm wondering, in this day and age when banks are going under right and left, is this a wise situation to be dealing with, and should we have these accounts in federally protected accounts?
The your accounts primarily, and I'm looking at a schedule right now, primarily Wells Fargo and Bank of America, and I think those are two fairly, you know, a Chase, I guess, is in there too for a bit. One of the things that you can do, I don't believe these laddered accounts were available at the end of last year. This is a fairly new vehicle, but to minimize risk over these FDIC limits, many banks are offering laddered investments. So, you know, you go to Wells Fargo Bank and they'll pass it out below the $250,000 level at a variety of different banks.
Uh-huh.
Now, you need to keep a certain amount of cash on hand to keep, you know, your operations going, so you can't keep laddering everything. But it might well be worth a look at to see if you could decide what is your minimum monthly cash flow and then ladder everything else out to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm, good. And the other thing is about pending litigation. We have a new general counsel, and I'm just wondering because, you know, we were talking to you happily in Los Angeles a while ago, and I know that at the in-face meeting in Los Angeles, and I know that Ricardo D'Angela, our new interim counsel, has been making headway in a lot of our legal matters, and I'm wondering if that situation has altered so much that we might have to alter, or you may wish to alter
our opinion. No, we, yeah, we on January the 30th we opened up a hornet's nest when we finally got responses from the attorney. We looked at them very extensively. We spent almost a month in talking to your insurance counsel,
mm-hmm.
Or the counsel provided by the insurance company, as well as to your new old counsel as well as new counsel. And we did not believe that as of January the 30th, the date of our opinion, that you needed to accrue any additional costs for pending litigation.
And you still feel that this, 6 months later, that covers the situation?
Well, Sean, you broke up a little. I think what you said, the question was, several months later, is that situation still valid?
Exactly.
And my answer to that is I do not know. You know, our opinion is as of when we finish our field work, and we have not done an update for it since then. What I would advise is that management, actually the recommendation, as I recall, the recommendation at the time was that your council report to you to the finance or the board on a quarterly basis to update you with respect to potential exposure.
Okay. Very good, sir.
Okay, Sean.
Point of information?
Go ahead, Lisa.
To the extent possible, when people are asking questions, I mean, if they could, we receive several documents, if people could just, you know, refer to the document or to the page number, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. The pending litigation is on page 18, and the concentration of credit risk is on page 15, and I apologize for that.
I'm sorry, because I have I don't mean to continue with this, but I just want to make sure I'm following, because I see something on page, I know there were several documents, I see something on page 16 that refers to litigation, but not page 18. But
okay.
Maybe it's a...
Yeah, maybe we're off
if
a little
I may,
bit.
If I may respond to that, the two footnotes, because the pages that you have in PDF format will not actually respond to the page numbers at the bottom of the page.
Right.
Okay. Sean is referring to footnote 13 on litigation matters and footnote 7 on concentration of credit risk.
Correct.
Right. No, and I see the 18 in the PDF. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Tony, because you're not responsible for anything after your opinion date. So,
correct.
Anybody else?
And can I get on the stack, Mia?
Go ahead, Lisa.
So this is a relatively simple question, and it might be obvious to others, but I apologize that it's not obvious to me. When did you officially complete the audit, everything that's involved with this?
Our end of field work was January the 30th, which is right around February the 1st, which is the time we reported, day after we reported to you. The financial statements were finally released, I believe, in March.
Okay.
We were waiting to get some resolution on some litigation questions.
So the date of these reports are,
February the 1st.
These report dates are February 1st. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
The finance is for the year ended September 30th, and our report date is February 1.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh. Okay. Does anybody else want to go? Okay, I just have a few typos, Tony, that if you could just update them and then send those to me, and I'll send them, we'll make sure that that's what is official.
Okay.
Okay, for the management letter, which is, does everybody have the management letter?
I'm looking for it. I know I saw it.
Okay. The paragraph that says management response. Everybody has that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In that second sentence, it says board last year has not been.
Yeah, okay. Good Lord. Yeah, I apologize.
Yeah, you're good.
Things, actually, that was management's response, so I apologize. But, yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
I will fix that.
Okay, not a problem. No reflection on you, Tony. Now, in terms of, let's see, the national office involvement with management reports, and then the management response, I know that's not you. This is of central concern in our attempt to install and management accounting controls. Something is, what did you... Wonder what they
What's the main title? Is that segregation of duties? Oh, national involvement. Okay.
Yeah, national involvement.
This is on page on the third page of the management report.
Right.
Central concern to install an A management accounting.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah.
Absolutely there.
May I offer?
I think actually it appears to be an error in as much as this is central concern in our attempt to install management accounting controls at the foundation. I think the and is extraneous.
Okay. So we're going to remove the N and the D?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. On to the formal agreement?
Yep.
Okay. This is management response. Management response again. Okay, that should be, I guess, as was explained.
Actually, as explained would be appropriate.
All right. Okay. And then it says CPB requires auditor to directly input information into the CFP ISS. This remains to be done. What is that?
That is the ISIS system is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting report. We manage, actually, management, your accounting personnel, input all the information by station into the Corporation for Public Broadcasting website. We then review it and ensure that what's been input ties out to the detailed financial statements, and then we, through an electronic signature, sign off on it. That was done in March. That was done as soon as the numbers settled down, and, you know, obviously we can't do it before the board accepts the financial statements.
Okay, Tony, so that remains to be done. Should that be removed? You said it was done.
That has been done. This has been done.
Okay, so that needs to be taken out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can strike that last sentence.
Okay, and I think the CPB requires the auditor to direct.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, now, the control environment one. What station is this?
Yeah.
This is on the last page, the material weakness in internal accounting control. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, yes. Material weakness, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is New York, WBAI.
Okay, so could we put that in, please?
Madam Chair?
Yes, you're recognized, Sean.
When you're finished, I also have a typo here that should be clarified. So whenever you're finished, I just saw it.
Okay, no problem. Right. So no problem. Let me, is there anything else? Okay, you're recognized, Sean.
Thank you. Tony, on page 12 and page 14 of the PDF, you have number 3, property and equipment continued, and then you list all the stations, and you have KPFA listed twice, and one of those stations I know is KPFT, and I'm not sure which one it is. It's probably the one with the smaller amount of money, but...
Which footnote is that, Sean?
Page 12 of the actual document, page 14 of the PDF.
Okay.
And number 3, property and equipment continued. As of September,
right.
Yeah. And you see you've listed all the stations.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
I take
sir,
it
I
that second
that.
One is KPFT, the second one?
I believe so, but I better check. I don't want to speak out of turn.
No, I understand, sir. Thank you.
Tony, you're recognized. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes, I will verify that.
And, Madam Chair, this is Lisa. Can I get on the stack again?
You're recognized, Lisa.
Okay, this is a small thing, and I know you all just went over it, but I wanted to make sure that I got the correction correct. And this is just going back to management response under the National Office Involvement with Management Reports. Right. And I just wanted to be, I wasn't clear, Tony, whether you were saying that should read to install and manage accounting controls, or were you saying to take and out?
I'm going to have to look because these would.
I'm sorry, Tony. Go ahead. It's to install a management accounting control. This is a central concern in our attempt to install a management accounting controls of the foundation. Like, Tony, it should be some. You're speaking more about a system, right? Some kind of management.
I believe so. What I'd have to do is I'll have to dig up my notes. These responses came from your CFO.
Right.
I did not in any way attempt to edit, or these were your response. These were management responses, and therefore not something for me to play with. But I believe in looking at the note and looking at the response that. This is of central concern in our attempt to install install management accounting controls at the foundation, and I believe that just the deletion of "and" is the appropriate because it's otherwise become duplicative. And I think what he was trying to say is this is really key to our attempt to install and manage internal accounting controls. So, install management accounting controls. It could be to install and manage accounting controls, or to install management accounting controls. They both really say the same thing.
Right.
And that is to make sure that the system of internal accounting controls is present.
Tony.
Okay.
Tony, I'm sorry, Lisa. Are you done?
No, I know it was kind of saying the same thing. I just wanted to make sure I had the correct correction for my notes. That's all. Okay.
Because if you strike it. It is one idea. If you don't, and you have to get it fixed, that's another idea. So I think we should get, I would like to be clear, although A and B would support just striking it. Okay, Tony, so let's get clarification because I don't want to put words into, who finished this up? This was Efren and Devon?
No, the response was from, Lonnie.
Okay. All right. All righty. Okay. Now, I have nothing else. Does anybody else have any? How are we doing on time, Sean?
Oh, let me go check my clock here, folks. Hold on.
I do have questions. This is Susan, KPFA.
Okay, Susan.
On the management response on the second page, at the end of the page, responding to the segregation of duties.
Yes, go ahead.
It's the very last sentence under management response said, if the finance office were fully staffed, the issue would not be of concern. What does that mean in terms of staffing? What's the definition of fully staffed? Does anyone know?
Is that for me to respond, or is that...
Yes,
well,
Tony,
I'm not sure.
The audit, so you were given some explanation. Were you, Tony?
Yes, I was.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I can respond to this. At full strength, the accounting office consisted of a controller, an assistant controller, and a financial analyst, plus a chief financial officer. At several points of time during the past year, there was no controller, and some point in time, the assistant controller was also absent or on leave of absence. So there was some fairly significant understaffing that occurred during the course of last year.
And you have just over 40 minutes left.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Go ahead, Susan.
And so has this been rectified, or are there still open positions?
I believe that in my most recent discussions with the interim CFO that interviews are taking place to identify a controller as, or a CFO. So there are some interviews going ongoing.
For the CFO and for the controller? I'm sorry, I don't want to put
Well, I'm not. I think that's best answered by the ED and by the CFO, the interim CFO.
Okay.
But
it's anybody else?
But assuming that interviews are taking place, and that means that the positions have been posted and. Or
Madam Chair?
I believe so, yes.
Susan?
Mm-hmm.
Susan?
Yes.
Those questions would be for the personnel committee.
Oh,
but
okay.
Just yeah. So he.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're recognized. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I could maybe shed some light on that, but I also have a question. The full accounting staff you stated was a controller, an assistant controller, and CFO.
Said a financial analyst.
And a financial analyst, yes. Okay, so there's four positions. And right now the personnel committee will be interviewing persons for the CFO position, but I was not aware that we were supposed to be looking for a controller, an assistant controller, and I believe that, and the financial analyst, I believe that Lynn Magno, I'm not sure what her official title is. Is she the assistant controller? Does
yes.
anybody know?
Yes, she is the assistant controller.
Okay. So in that regard, we're looking for a permanent CFO, a controller, and a financial analyst. Is that correct?
I'm not... I think I can't answer that. That would have to be answered by management.
Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out where those requirements came from. Thank you.
Sandra?
Oh, yes.
No, I was going to say, I think that's who was there before, but folks have left, and that's why they have that there. There is no money to hire anybody, as you know. You're the chair of the personnel committee. You know, we don't have any money. That's why I always make the appeal asking people to please support Pacifica. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. We'll go on to number five, which is approval of the audit. That one should be real speedy.
And I'd like to thank Tony. Thank you, Tony, for all your hard work.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Ditto.
Right.
Go ahead,
Lisa. I was going to just say, I wish we could ask you about the horrible economy, but I know that's not your job. I'm like, what do you think about this? That's what I want to ask, but I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so could I get a motion to approve?
A motion to approve. I'm so moved.
So moved.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, the 08 order is approved. Yay! Okay, now, I put set next meeting date right after this, just in case you know we had to have a follow-up. And Tony, thank you so much. I know it's been an arduous task, but thank you.
Welcome. My staff did, it was certainly challenging. We did enjoy it at the end.
It
was tough, but we think that there's a lot of upside.
That's the part you enjoyed was the end, right?
I like the way you said the end.
There's a lot of upside to the organization.
Thank you.
Okay.
I like the way you said the end. I'll take him for the end to mean this meeting, just joking.
well, as you know, Lisa, you've been on this committee. This is usually a pretty swift committee, swift and peaceful. Okay, I'm going to KPFTX to see when we should schedule the next meeting. Just give me a second, please.
Yeah, and Madam Chair, when do you want me to start the clock on this one? Should I start it now, or should I wait till you're looking at the calendar?
Yeah, you can start it now. It shouldn't take me that long.
Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Sandra?
This is Sandra. I just have a quick question. We made some corrections to the auditor's report and the management response.
Yes.
Will those be finalized and then put into the record at some point, or how is that going to occur?
Yes. What I told them to do was to correct them and then send them to me, and that's what I will sign off on as the audit committee chair. And then
okay. That's
it. So I'll make sure. I have them here. I have Sean's. Sean,
yes. If
you could you email me the ones that you have? Rather than me waiting for the minutes, I know Sandra's overwhelmed.
I want to be clear on what you're asking me to send you, because I want to be clear. What exactly are you asking me to send you?
Yeah. Send me your... You had a couple of corrections. The two KPFAs,
yes, yeah,
I have that.
Yeah, I that's the only correction I saw. The other two were just questions for Tony. So did you get that? Because I'm happy to send that to you.
Yes. No.
Okay.
That's okay.
Thanks.
You don't have to worry about sending it. Because, one second, Lisa. I have the majority of them anyway, and those I have. So I will wait for them to come, then I'll sign off on them. I'll send them to LaVarne. Now, I know we're at set next meeting day, but just to let you guys know what we're tasked with doing now, we have to immediately hire an external auditor. I'd like to have that person ready. Now, we just switched auditors, so I don't know if we need to change again. But consider that, you know, for the next meeting as to what we'll do.
Point of information, Madam Chair, is
yes. It
mandatory that we go and get a different auditor?
No.
Could we go back to Mr. Poole and his company, if necessary?
As long as we vote on it, we make the decision. That's
okay.
Why I said to think about it and what we're going to do. I'm going to set the next meeting for later on in June. How is that?
Everybody, I need to get off the call tonight, but I won't have any problems. So
Lisa, right? Thank you so much, and feel better. Thank you so
no
much.
No problem. I will talk.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Feel good, Lisa.
Okay. Now, I cannot meet the week of June 15th.
Yeah, and we have LSB meetings on the 16th. So as long as you get it past the 16th, I'm available.
Okay.
KPFT has LSB meetings on the 17th.
Right. So that works out great for my schedule. My husband is on vacation, so I think I should spend a little time with him.
Well, come on. Don't have a personal life, Nia.
I actually have something on the 15th, and the 17th is when we have our meeting.
Right.
See? That works out well for everybody. So my
that week is, good. That's great.
Okay. So Wednesday seems pretty good. Do we want to go to the 24th, June 24th?
Yeah.
Yeah, send me a reminder. That's a Wednesday, Nia?
Yes.
Okay,
and
good.
And then, right. And then Sandra, Melinda, and I, we need to do a little conference call about the Yahoo groups and getting all those names deleted and updated, so forth and so on, okay?
Okay.
So we'll give it, so we have a little time. So I am going to now post for June 24th.
June 24th, Wednesday, June 24th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern?
Yes, unless folks want to start earlier.
No, 8:30 is good.
Yeah, because give you time to get off work the West Coast folks. Okay, and that's it. Thank you very much as usual, and welcome. I didn't welcome Susan and Melinda. No, actually, welcome. I'm sorry. Welcome.
Thank you.
Or maybe we should send condolences. You never know.
No, We don't usually send those on the audit committee. We're usually pretty good. Okay, folks, could I get a motion to adjourn, please? And thanks so much. Thanks a lot. Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Have a wonderful
night. Good night. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.